Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the College Football Prediction Show on the Gruley True Sports Network. I'm your host, Mike Goodpaster. I want to remind everybody, make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on YouTube, follow us at Grueling Truth, and make sure you go to BetMGM. Click on the links in the description down below in the video on YouTube to find the best sports book for betting on this week's game. We've got the Red River rivalry matchup. It's hard to say. We've got Texas, the Longhorns, already beat Alabama to rank number 3 in the nation. They will battle the Oklahoma Sooners. Last year, of course, this was a little one-sided. So we're going to take a look at this rivalry matchup. I'm going to give you why I think Texas could win, why I think Oklahoma could win, and then in the end, who I do believe will win this game. Now, this is not the Texas Longhorn team you're used to. For way too long, Texas wasn't really into doing that tackling thing kids like to do. But inconceivably, for a program bound by nothing, it didn't have the infrastructure on the lines to consistently hold up against high-quality teams. It wasn't always physical enough on the offensive front and had a hard time holding up against teams that like to bash away up front, teams like Alabama. And last year, they almost beat Bama. They did beat Bama this year, so things have definitely changed. The tide has turned, play on words, in Oklahoma. You know, oh, sure, it has great talent. It has NFL-level players, and some of the teams weren't that bad over the last decade or so, but they didn't always play at that high level of nastiness needed each and every week to succeed at the highest levels of college football. Now, there's no Bijan Robinson anymore, and the O-line is still blasting away for around 6 yards per carry. And when I look at this, the defensive side has become a killer on third downs, crushing when teams get in the red zone. And overall, it's number one in the conference, even after dealing with Alabama and Kansas. You know, so, yeah. Oklahoma has been close to flawless. And we've all heard this before, because every year it seems like we go into the year and everybody's all, this is the year Texas is going to do it. This really might be that year. The Longhorns are usually supposedly back. They look like they are back right now. And, you know, to put it bluntly, Texas beat Alabama by 10 in Tuscaloosa, partly because it was able to suck it up and drive the ball down the field. And even when it seemed like the tide was turning towards Alabama, you know, the intestinal fortitude was there with Texas, which we haven't seen in the past decade or so, that, you know, they mounted up in the fourth quarter. They got it done. And when you look at Texas and Wyoming, same thing. They played Texas. Texas played Wyoming. Don't laugh. Wyoming's a really good football team. And they had a gut check in the fourth quarter. And they came back and they beat Wyoming. Now, why would Oklahoma win? This isn't the Oklahoma team you watched last season, which struggled to even be around 500. That was the first season under head coach Brett Venables. The program was trying to get over the shock and steamroll of losing its coach and possible 2-time Heisman-level quarterback to USC. And the new guys weren't quite themselves. Now, it's been lost a bit with all the great quarterback play across the country, but Dillon Gabriel is right there with all the elite quarterbacks. He threw for over 8,000 yards in seven seasons at UCF before he got hurt. He was never right last season. He missed a Texas game, dinged up, and now he's reminding everyone just how good he really is. He's hit on 75% of his throws for close to 1,600 yards and 15 scores. At the same time, the world is being reminded of just how good of a defensive coach Brett Venables is. Last year's OU defense was miserable. Not Venables' players, not his system. Everything had changed. It's hard to turn things around on a dime that quick. Now, they were miserable against the run. They were worse against the pass. 9th best overall in a 10-team Big 12. This year's bunch is popping, especially in the secondary, with a group that should be able to contain the Texas-level, next-level receiver speed by bullying them early on and being more physical throughout. Yeah, fine, so the schedule hasn't exactly been a killer, but it hasn't been totally awful. I mean, Cincinnati at Cincinnati, Iowa State, they all have scholarship D1 players. Cincinnati put up a fight. It was only a 20-6 game, which does worry me a little bit. If Cincinnati's defense can do that to this Oklahoma team. What will Texas do? Now, right now, OU is still number one in the Big 12 in scoring, number one in scoring defense, number one in turnover margin. So we got to make a pick. Now, the point spread is 6.5 points. Oklahoma is number one in the nation at being sick of hearing about how awesome Texas is. Again, though, Texas has earned it this season. You beat Bama like that, you deserve all the accolades you could get. Now, Texas, I think, will strike quickly in this game. The first few drives will be masterfully drawn up. Social media will crown the Longhorns number one after the first quarter, and then the Oklahoma defense will settle in. The Sooners won't do much on the ground. They'll try, and they'll look to try to establish something throughout the first half, helped by one big dash here and there. But it'll be Gabriel who will take over with a slew of mid-range completions to keep the chains moving. And then, as often happens in Red River rivalry, the momentum will shift. The Sooner defense will start getting to Quinn Ewers. Two takeaways will prove pivotal, and the side that got whacked 49-0 last year will be in a perfect position to get revenge this season. The only problem is, as I said before, the Texas Longhorns have a great deal of intestinal fortitude. That intestinal fortitude will see them through for the victory here. So what we got to figure out, will that be enough to cover the 6.5 points? And that's borderline to me, guys. I mean, I would rather bait this game straight up with the points, to tell you the truth. I think they nailed this point spread. I think it should be between 5 and 6.5. That's where it's at. I'm going to say Texas wins this game 31-24, so they will barely cover the spread. So I would go to BetMGM. I would click on that -6.5 for Texas, and I will bet that all day. But I will tell you this, if this line somehow gets up to 7, 7.5, I would really consider changing my pick and going with Oklahoma. That half a point means that much. So I want to remind you guys, go follow me at Grueling Truth. You can watch us on Rumble. You can watch us on YouTube, where I want you to like, subscribe, hit the bell notification. Make sure you click the link to BetMGM to go bet the Red River Rivalry game. And also, you can hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, on over 300 different media outlets. But for now, guys, I'm Mike Goodpasture. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.